Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Solar energy.
And now here is another in our series of reports, Africa in the 21st Century. This week, our correspondent found herself in Kenya with a small but significant story. Tell us all about it, Kate.
Yes, I've been investigating solar cooking.
Cooking using the heat of the sun?
That's right.
Well, I must admit to my shame that I've never heard of it.
It's an idea that's been around in its modern form at least since the 1970s.
But why solar cooking?
It's clean, free, and in many parts of the world, an abundant form of energy. It's become popular in countries near the equator because it comes as a very simple alternative to the traditional method of cooking using trees for firewood.
Which is not good for the environment.
Yes, it's a major cause of deforestation. It puts more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and it puts more pressure on already poor families. In Kenya, it's usually the women and children who have to find wood to cook their one meal of the day and have to walk greater and greater distances to get it.
So, what does a solar oven look like?
Well, there are basically three types. You either have a box, a fold-out panel, or a parabolic dish. And each is covered in a shiny material or mirrors that reflect the sun's rays onto a black pot in which the food is cooked.
Sounds simple.
They are, and that's the point. Anyone could make one from everyday materials. For the reflector, you could use aluminium foil, for example. Obviously, they've gone through many prototypes, but the idea is that this is a simple, reproducible technology for people in developing countries to cook their everyday meals.
And is it safer than an open fire?
Oh, yes, because you're using a reflector, not a flame. Although the cooking temperatures you get are similar.
And the test, presumably, is not just can local people in Kenya use it and teach others how to use it, but are they still being used a year later?
Exactly. And that's what we've found.
Oh.
This isn't a solution imposed from outside that is discarded as soon as the aid agency turns its back. They are spreading all over the developing world. Not only in Africa, where I've seen them in action, but in Asia, the Caribbean, South America.
So even I could use one when I next take the family camping.
Why not?
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.